Thank you. At this time, I would like to open up in word of prayer as we bring our host on. Precious Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we'd like to thank you this morning, O God. We thank you for your word, O God. We thank you for your spirit. We thank you, O God, that you allow us, O God, to breathe life this morning, O God. As we go forth today, O God, I'd like to ask that you would just allow our minds and our hearts to be open and perceptive to the word that you would have us to hear today, to help us, O God, to keep a clear mindset and just to focus on you, Lord. We thank you and we praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. At this time, I would like to bring on our host. Host, are you there?
I'm here, Minister Jody. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Take it away.
Well, thank you so much, Minister Jody, for seating us and greeting us on this Transformational Tuesday and for the scripture, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good." Thank you so much, and may God continue to bless you and increase you, is our prayer. Well, God morning to the Master's Call family. My name is Tiffany Lauderdale, and I reside in Inglewood, California, and I greet each and every single one of you with the warmest of kingdom greetings, and on behalf of our phenomenal co-founders of the Master's Call, Dr. P.K. Roberts, Dr. Super Fantastic, and our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, we welcome each and every single one of you to the Master's Call. See, this call started back on October the 25th of 2010, and we have been moving forth, enriching, empowering, and enhancing lives every since as we begin our day here with the Master on the Master's Call. We stand on Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before thee." See, here on the Master's Call, we have the opportunity to begin this call in prayer, and we also end this call in prayer. We also open up the lines on Friday to hear your voice, to hear your praise reports, your prayer requests, and your testimonies. But maybe there's something that's going on with you during the week, and maybe you want to get to us before then. Then we invite you to utilize our web address and our email address. They are www.themasterscall.net, www.themasterscall.net. That is our website, and you could go onto that web address at any time during the course of the day. Also, like I said, if you have a prayer request, a praise report, a question, or maybe you're interested in an opportunity here on the Master's Call, maybe you want to be a greeter like my brother, Minister Jody, just did, or maybe you want to be a host like I'm doing right now, or maybe there's a message in your belly that you would like to share with the Master, well, please send us an email to info@themasterscall.net. And our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, or our Mother Eagle, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, will respond to you. Immediately following this call every day, we have the opportunity to head over to the new Morning Motivational Call. And that number to dial into is 641-715-3865, and the access code is 539598#. And that's immediately following this call every Monday through Friday. If you are an artistpreneur on this line, then I hope that you have checked your back office. So many things have been ignited. So many greater and new things are happening in artists, and you do not want to be left out. So please, please, please check your back office. Make sure that you are ready to make this month of July a jubilant one. Also, make sure that you, if you're not familiar with what Artist is, well, we're a phenomenal health and wellness company that is absolutely changing lives all over the world. And an appointment with Artist will absolutely change your life, but only if you let it. So get back with the person who invited you to this, the Master's Call, and ask them to share with you how an appointment with Artist can change your life. Well, I'm going to go ahead and get ready to bring on our speaker for this morning. She is no stranger to the Master's Call. She has been with us for years now. She is definitely an amazing and wonderful and fearful one. our sister co-pastor Lavana Lewis, all the way out here on the West Coast with me. People don't realize that it's still dark outside here where we are, but she definitely brings the light and the Spirit of God when she comes to the line. Co-pastor Lavana Lewis, her scripture is Matthew 11:22, and it says, "The kingdom of heaven suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force." Born in Las Vegas, Nevada on August 1st, 1972, to a single teenage mother, co-pastor Lavana Lewis seemed destined to be another statistic. But what the devil meant for bad, God used for good. It was at a very young age that she knew that her life was different from others and that she was called by God to be set aside for his use. At the age of 13, she realized that even though she was brought up in church, that she needed to make her relationship with God personal. She was filled with the Holy Ghost and at 14 began preaching the gospel at many churches around the Las Vegas, Nevada area. At the age of 17, she was ordained as an evangelist and youth pastor by 19. Together with her husband, overseer Eugene P. Lewis, she co-pastors and founded Lion of Judah Ministries in January of 2004 with the mandate of equip the saints, win the lost, and recover the backslider. Hallelujah. Pastor Lavana has over 12 years of experience being a youth pastor, serving under her great-grandmother, Pastor Almeri Gaston, as well as serving alongside her husband as Anointed Tabernacles assistant pastor for 9 years. Pastor Lewis is a graduate of University of Phoenix, Arizona, where she received her bachelor's degree in human health services with a minor in organizational management. She is also a graduate of University of Nevada, Las Vegas, where she earned her master's degree in special education, magna cum laude, on May 11, 2013. Pastor Lewis earned her second master's degree, a master's of divinity with high distinction. She also has completed 1 year of coursework with her residency toward her doctorate in education. She has had a successful radio ministry, travel preaching the gospel, train young people to live a life of abstinence and virtue. And she has prepared those who have been called to preach, teaching them how to live the life they preach about. She's a wife, she's a mother, a sister, a daughter, a teacher, a student, a counselor, a pastor, a friend, and an artistpreneur. And at this time, she is our anointed and appointed speaker here on the Master's Call. And the next voice that you will hear will be the amazing, the loving, the anointed, the victorious, the on time, the necessary, and the appointed one, co-pastor Lavana Lewis. Are you out there this morning, sis?
Well, thank you for that introduction, but I'm sorry that's not this morning. It's been a little change. This is Pastor Vanessa. Good morning, TMC family. Our co-pastor Lavanya is under the weather.
That voice is not co-pastor Lavana. Doctor, but that is none other than our co-founder here on the Master's Call. She is the victorious, the anointed, the necessary, the woman who walks in excellence, the saved, the sanctified, and the anointed one, none other than our mother eagle, the dedicated and committed and building the kingdom of God woman, superwoman, I call her, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Take it away, Dr. Vanessa.
Thank you. I'm sorry about that. I was trying to text you, but I guess it didn't come through on the other number. But all is well, and I've always been taught to be ready in season and out of season. Good morning. Master's Call family. And again, as I just said, please keep our co-pastor Lavana Lewis in prayer. She woke up with some respiratory challenges and said she had absolutely no voice. So that when that's happened before, she pressed through it. But this morning she said she had no voice. So it is absolutely a joy and an honor to always come before you. And I am going to minister for something that's really kind of hot off the press. I was listening, as I often do. First, let me thank our baritone minister, Jody, Mr. Power Boost, for greeting all of us. Let me not forget that. With such a spirit of hospitality and love in his voice, and we're just excited that he's a part of our team. And we thank you for doing such an awesome job. And as always, our songbird, as you said, early in the morning. I get up early when it's dark, but I'm kind of just me and Daddy God talking. So I never take it for granted your sacrifice on that West Coast, getting up to greet our TMC family. So Minister Tiffany, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We love you, and we sincerely appreciate you. I do see our co-founder on the board. Good morning, Dr. P.K. Roberts, and to our entire artist family and guests, because I see some numbers I don't recognize. We are humbled and honored whenever you join the Master's Call. As I was saying, that I heard a message the other day, and it was in an entirely different format, but it's so neat how God speaks to all of us generically when we allow ourselves. I absolutely adore the ministry of Kingdom Connection and Jensen Franklin, so I want to be honest. I was watching it, and it was a marriage seminar, and it talked about the four hardest statements that you have to make, and I said, wow, you don't have to be married to struggle with these. So I'm going to talk from a topic that should make all of us spotlight in our lives, where it is often a weakness but needs to be a strength because it's a signal of character. And I'm going to talk about caring when it's not convenient, the four hardest statements we can say. Caring when it's not convenient, the four hardest statements to say. And my text this morning comes from Acts 4, that 23rd through 37th book. Most scholars agree that Luke wrote the book of Acts, and Acts is literally what it says, the Acts, the miracles of the apostles, when they went out and with demonstration. It's great to give the talk. It's great to tell the story, but wow, an experience, an illustration, a physical demonstration of God's power settles the issue. I think we wouldn't have so many people struggling with their walk with faith, struggling with people who we can't get to believe our God, is because we ourselves don't often walk out with the expectation, I expect the miracle, I expect my God to show up and show out. I expect my daily lifestyle to be one where I see the hand of favor. I see the glory, the countenance of Christ walking in and through me. And what does that help us do? It helps us care when it's not convenient. And, you know, I had an acronym for CARING, Christians Addressing Respectfully Issues Needing Grace. Christians Addressing Respectfully Issues Needing Grace. Because when people sometimes need us to care, it is usually never at a convenient time. It's never putting us in a position that we care to be, but we have to often make a decision to do the right thing when it's not the easy thing. And in Acts 4, 23 through 30, well, I want to read all of them, but let me just highlight a few verses. On their release, Peter and John went back to their own people and reported all that the chief priests and the elders had said to them. Verse 24. When they heard this, they raised their voices together in prayer to God. Sovereign Lord, they said, you made the heavens and the earth and the sea and everything in them. Now, Lord, consider their threats and enable your servants to speak your words with great boldness. Stretch out your hand to heal and perform signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant, Jesus. As they prayed, the place where they were meeting was shaken, verse 31, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly. I want to stir you up this morning to remind each and every one of us, we're the King's kid, And building our character requires us to care when it's not convenient. Caring when it's not convenient. One of the first tenets we're going to talk about is you care through your fears and your doubts, trusting in God and His Word and His promises. And we all know Proverbs 3 in that the 5th through 6th verse, and that's the wisdom book, when it says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not on our own understanding, but in all of our ways acknowledge Him, and He'll direct our paths. Every day we need to get up. This morning when I was praying and just crying out to God and just really as a prophet of the nation, just really asking God's intervention on so many levels, when I was really reflecting about 240 years and wow, some of our forefathers who founded this country for religious freedom to praise God, to worship God, and some of us act like it's inconvenient to get a thank you Jesus out and act like we're just putting too much on them when we just don't want to sacrifice and fast, like you cussed us out when we said, when the Holy Ghost said fast and pray. Well, one of the first things we're going to talk about, it's hard to say. See, when you are bold, sometimes you'll get it right and sometimes you'll get it wrong, because none is perfect but Jesus. But He still requires us to be bold. Our best example of missing it sometimes is Peter. Peter had a foot-in-mouth ministry. We have so many examples of him, a sincere heart but sincerely wrong. But all in Acts, was he not used mightily to speak at that day to all? And they say, is this a fisherman speaking so eloquently with such power? Why? Because the first tenet of not being afraid, one of those statements is to be able to say, I was wrong. You know, some of us, when we miss it, we want to take such a scenic route. We want to have all the excuses that we can instead of just saying, I was wrong. I was sincere, but I was sincerely wrong. And we're in a war. Never forget. Satan will always attack us with fear and doubt, and it usually comes through family and loved ones who will always remind us of our past failures or setbacks. But what did God say about it? I was bold. Peter was bold enough to get out of the boat. The rest of them were like scared. They were past scared. They were scared. But he took his eyes off God and began to sing. But he had a boldness. See, some of us, ooh, I'm not going to witness to them. That girl looked like she may cuss me out. And you were probably sometimes the last lifeline that God was going to be able to send to her before she spun off into a life of degradation or even worse. We don't know what opportunities that God has for us if we won't be bold. And when we miss it, let that make us better, not bitter. Because all we can do is hone our skill. You know, I've always been taught, and I thank God for the many, many, many awesome mentors that I've had in my life who saw things in me before Vanessa saw things in Vanessa, but it would always remind me that there's a learning curve. You're going to be bad before you get good. And part of that learning curve is to be able to admit when you've missed it and be humble when you're on target. But this first tenet of those hardest statements is to be able to say, I was wrong as I grow. Because we're still learning how to care when it is not convenient. And to be bold. You know, don't be lukewarm with it. You say what you mean and mean what you say, knowing God's got your back. We also care when it's not convenient is believing God for His supernatural power to work in us and through us. That's why I always encourage my prophets and training, anybody I mentor, keep a journal. Because the enemy is so good at trying to make you think this is the worst season of your life. God will never come through. Oh, I'm just going to sit down and die. But if you keep a journal, you can look back and say, He's the same God yesterday, today, and forever. And if He did it before, He can do it again. You can remember that Acts 10:34, that God, you're no respecter of persons. If you could do it for her, you could do it for me. We both love you. We both serve you. It's the same Holy Ghost inside of me as it is inside of them. So I'm going to be bold and trust and just say, Lord, I'm leaning and depending on you and for your power to show up and to show out. See, that's why Mark 16 says that when we do our part, the miracles, the signs, and the wonders will follow, not us follow them. We step out because we care and watch them show up. And when you see a situation that needs that second hard statement to say, the next three words, I am sorry. You can see why in marriages these are important words. But in life, see, when someone's missed it and they can never say I'm sorry, I can tell that they grew up in a home where they usually had unfortunate, sincere but wrong parents or leaders who may make a mistake, and they'll do everything but say I am sorry, which is repentance. That's the first step toward godly sorrow. When you are not saying in your heart, I didn't mean to offend you, but I did. I'm sorry if I did it. I am sorry cannot come out of your lips because I don't want to appear weak. Oh, you are the weakest of them all. Because in your godly character, in your learning curve, you can't humble yourself where you need to be. And that is so important. So we go learn how to say what we need to. First, I am sorry. Secondly, we're going to learn how to, I'm sorry, I am wrong. And then what we need to say, I am sorry. Because even when sometimes we've had to say, I'm sorry that you feel this way, you are still showing the godly compassion in that caring when it, again, is not often convenient. And that Acts 4, that 32nd verse, when believers shared all their possessions, when we are able to care and to believe God for him to show up and show out, when we share our, some of us need to just share our testimony that we passed the test, and that's why we're still standing. Others of us on certain issues have to share our moaning. You know, we had that test. We didn't pass, and we still stuck on a moaning, but God's going to help me because I'm going to keep living it. I know that test is going to come again. Like in school, when you flunk it, you usually have to take it again. And see, a lot of things in life, when you're mad that you keep getting yourself, and it seems like I always end up in these situations because you hadn't learned the right lesson. So God, in his merciful grace, keeping caring, keeps on loving you, has you hopefully ready to pass with a testimony and not stick in a money. The third thing, which is really what all the first two was saying, is to ask, please forgive me. That's a hard thing for some people to say. Please forgive me. Or I'm going to let that one settle, Selah, because see, for some of us, we have never asked people to forgive us. See, caring when it's convenient could be that some people see your caring as an intrusion. Your entrance to say, please forgive me if I mistook the situation. Please forgive me if I came off with a countenance that did not glorify God. Please forgive me. I falsely accused you. Again, it's all part of saying I was wrong. It's all part of saying I am sorry. And for some of us, I know you can barely get it out. You get a stuttering ministry when that happens. But we don't have to be bold and be full of godly character that we're going to get it wrong quite a few times before we get it right. How does that equate to our artist business? Because a lot of times, a lot of people may be offended. You ask them about your products or suggest to them about a garment or want to help them with the finances that could be blessed by being a part of this great business. And we may have come at them wrong or just come at a wrong time. And we have to learn to let them see I'm sharing because I care. And it's not even convenient for me to leave my comfortable home and to come out here and try to talk to you. Or for some of us to pick up that 10,000-pound phone, as wide as that cell is, and call you because I care. We're talking about this morning caring when it's not convenient. Christians addressing respectfully issues needing grace. What are some of those hard things to say when we're caring? First, I was wrong. I misassessed the situation. Secondly, I am sorry. See, I have no problem in I've been in so many leadership positions all through the years, and as I've been trained and groomed as a leader, every leader, when they're honest, especially when you're a servant leader, you're going to miss it. You're going to try a strategy that wasn't the best for the group, and you have to go back and regroup and start it again. Be humble and transparent enough to say, you know, I was so sure. Some of us get so deep, I thought God had said, and sincerely, I thought the Lord was leading me that way, but I was wrong. I missed it. I'm sorry. Please forgive me. And as I go roll toward the last one is, I need help. All when we care because we share. It's a double-edged blessing, not even a sword, because the people we share with, because we care. That fourth statement that's hard to say is, I need help. See, that's a good perspective tool. Is could you help me by allowing getting some of your friends together for me to tell you a little bit about our products? I need help on my anger because sometimes my fuse is way too short and I go off on situations that I shouldn't. Could you pray with me? I need help because I'm not as patient as I should be. Now, that is really Dr. V's real prayer most days. I need the patience to know that there's some areas I didn't get that quick. It took me a couple of monies before I had a real testimony. So I can't get impatient with others who it takes them a little longer in areas that I may quickly get. All this morning, find yourself caring and being the Christian, addressing respectfully issues needing grace. And along your journey, along our process, along our pruning, perfecting to reach the purpose, make sure the four hardest statements don't become so hard to be able to say when you need to say it, when all of heaven and the angels of God and the Holy Spirit on a megaphone from heaven has told you to say, I was wrong. I am sorry. Please forgive me. I need help. And as we do that, we'll watch God help us be the eagles we're all called to be. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Sorry, I went a little over. Back to you, Tiffany.
Minister wow, Tiff. Thank you so much, Dr. Vanessa, for that prophetic and on-time word this morning. When caring is not convenient, and I will be calling you back shortly to give us our benediction for this day. At this time, let us go to God in prayer. Our Father, majestic and everlasting God, we thank you for this day that you have made, that we will rejoice and be glad in. We thank you because you are the Alpha, you are the Omega, you are the beginning, you are the end, you are the firecracker in each of our lives, oh God. And we thank you that you give us life. We thank you that you give us light, and we thank you that you give us joy. And so on this day, oh God, we bow down humbly before your throne, and we ask that you will forgive us of our sins, those things that we thought, that we said, that we spoke that were against your will, and we ask you to have mercy on us right now. We ask that anything that we have that is not of you, that you will remove it from us right now in the name of Jesus, and that as we go out today, we go out with anticipation and expectation that greater and new things will happen for us, oh God. You are healer. You are deliverer. You are restorer. You are our redeemer. You are our joy. You are our strength, oh God. And so we ask that you would have your way in us this day, Father. I thank you for Dr. Vanessa, and I thank you for the word that you allowed for her to share with us this morning. And I pray right now in the name of Jesus that you will fill her up with virtue, that you will fill her up with your joy, with your love, with your peace, with your strength, with your wisdom and your knowledge, oh God. And I pray that every single need in her life, in her ministry, in her business, in her household will be met right now in the name of Jesus. And for every person under the sound of my voice, oh God, you are the supplier. You are our provision. You are our protector. You are our peace. And I pray right now in the name of Jesus that favor, blessings, and increase will be upon each of us as we go through our day. So I thank you, God, for this opportunity, and I pray that you would continue to keep us as we go through this day until we meet again. These things I decree and declare in the matchless and mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. So we thank each and every single one of you for joining us here on the Master's Call. To hear the replay of this call, please dial 712-432-1085, and the access code is the same, 957-677-POUND. We'll be heading over to the new morning motivational call, and that telephone number is 641-715-3865, the access code 539-598-POUND. And so I pray that as you go through this day, that you remember that you are a great minister in the marketplace. So make your day great. Thank you again, Minister Jody, for greeting us and seeing us this morning and for opening us up in prayer. Again, Dr. Vanessa, our Mother Ego Weatherspoon, thank you so much for blessing us this morning with that powerful, prophetic, and on-time word. And to each of you, thank you for calling in and being a part of the Master's Call. At this time, Dr. Vanessa, can you come back and give us our benediction for this day?
Father, thank you that you cared enough to go to Calvary's cross. And today remind us that we always, each and every day, need to be reflections of your love. Christians addressing respectively issues, needing grace, and along our journey, perfecting us, making us, molding us, teach us freely how to say when needed that I was wrong, I am sorry, please forgive me, and I need help from you, Lord God, always. And as we leave this call, we will never deviate from your presence, always plugged into the source of your power that illuminates your truth in our hearts and minds each and every day. This day, have your way, Spirit of the living God, as we leave going out rejoicing that you are Lord in all we do and say, and we will give you the glory, the honor, and all of the praise. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Go out and share because we do truly care. Be his minister in the marketplace. Have a blessed day. Bye-bye.